This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bassler. Lancaster County, the best county in the best state of the union. Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, is here to report on Lancaster County. This is where the Amish and the farmers and the skies and the beautiful Pennsylvania countryside all come together. Jim is there to report on the shopping, the confidence, and of course, there is Thaddeus Stevens, a trade school that is doing very well, thank you very much, because it's turning out welders and other occupations that are much in demand across the country, always have been. Jim, a very good day to you. We begin with your episode of the week, which is a drive to a trout stream, I believe. You're a fisherman in Pennsylvania, 65 miles away. Where did you go and what did you learn on this drive in your red roadster Tesla?
Well, John, I rushed to East Petersburg, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Lancaster City. And I drove about 65 miles to the Little Allegheny River right outside of Allentown. And it's in a build-up suburban area with high rises. And you take a left down Fish Hatchery Road and suddenly you're in the country. And there's a beautiful, pristine trout stream. What struck me on the drive, which consists of a lot of two-lane highways, it's not all super highways, I did not see a single help wanted sign in any business, garage, restaurant, high-tech industry, hospitals, you name it. No help wanted signs like you see here in Lancaster County. Lancaster County, almost every business concern has a help wanted sign on the front lawn. So it tells me that people are getting more selective in who they hire. Probably takes longer to find a job these days.
These are for service jobs, because that's what you would be seeing from the two-lane highway. And you returned 65 miles to Lancaster, and now we're going to go shopping, because you are the metric, Jim. All right. First, we're going to go shopping at Costco. The customers, were they feverish? Were they lining up and buying potato chips for the Memorial Day weekend? What did you see?
Well, it was very busy. And this was confirmed by various people. I talked to people who work in Costco. Very busy, but the consumers, who are fueled in part by tax returns, were only buying the essentials. They were buying some picnic goods, but they weren't buying cases of Coke. They were buying cases of water. Yeah, they were buying big bags of chips, but their carts were not overflowing. I still see signs of the consumer pinching pennies because they want to make sure their ends meet. So I think, although the economy is growing, I think the base, the way I see it, is going to become much more sluggish because of this consumer caution.
All right. We see the White House is concerned about this. Everybody is, because it's inflation. You've been to several eateries this week, and you tell me beef is up or not available. What's happened to beef?
Well, beef, it started with a pandemic. But what's happened with beef is, first, the cattle industry overproduced and they lost money because beef prices plunged. So supply and demand, the cattle guys decided to have smaller herds. And so this year we have very small herds, number one. We've had really bad weather in the West and Midwest, which has affected cattle production. And then I just read an article about demographics. Younger Americans don't want to take over the family farm. It's too much work, too many headaches. So mom and pop are selling off the land. And so it looks like we're going to have smaller cattle herds for the foreseeable future. Beef prices are up 8% this year. Steak may be, for many, many years to come, a very expensive alternative to chicken.
Let's go to the diners and to the restaurants that you attend. Now, I've checked with another colleague of mine who's down the shore. That's Philadelphia Talk for the New Jersey coast. He's in Margate. And he reports that it is routine now for restaurants and dining facilities along the shoreline. This is a version of Atlantic City, to charge 3.25 or 3.5% more per credit card, something you first picked up on. Is that now routine in Lancaster? If you use a credit card, it costs you more money?
It does. And again, I've said this, I feel for the small business person, because next to employees, the credit card fees are their most, the highest business expense. So, I wish they would get rid of their credit card machines and save me the 3.5% and let me pay cash. But this is just the way it's done these days. And also in Lancaster, like in New York City, all the other big cities, everybody wants a tip, even when they don't do anything. So I went into a hoagie shop. I haven't been in a hoagie shop for a year.
What's a hoagie, Jim? This is a national broadcast.
A submarine, an Italian sub, and Apicola and the provolone, and on a roll, a 6-inch version of that, $10, which I found that shocking. You used to be able to get twice as much for $10, and when I go to pay for takeout, they say, "Do you want to tip us?" 10, 15, that's an old story, but for me, it was kind of shocking. And of course, I did not want to tip them. And then you wonder, gee, are they going to do something to my sandwich?
Coffee. Have you noticed any change in the coffee prices at the diners?
Well, I did go into a Starbucks in a Target store the other day, because it's been years since I had a iced skinny vanilla latte. And they still make it. It came to $6 for a medium, I think. It was enormously expensive. And there was no floor show.
I read that Vietnam has had severe droughts that have hurt harvests, so much so that the farmers are now moving to plant other crops besides coffee. And this report from Commodities suggests that futures have surged over 50% above over the past year for Robusta coffee beans, which is what we use. And they jumped in one week, 7%. So we are expecting higher coffee prices. Now, the question is, does this at any point interest the Federal Reserve? Because the cost of money is a major driver for the slowdown. Do you have any sense of the Federal Reserve for the balance of the year? We have about a minute.
Okay, here's my feeling. My feeling is that the Federal Reserve is going to, which is clueless right now, is going to realize the economy is, in fact, slowing down. I think come July, we're going to hear the Fed talking about cutting rates again. I've been going for a rate cut in September. I'll be a little more cautious. We're going to hear the sentiment for a rate cut expressed by the Fed, and maybe we will see a rate cut, but I think the economy is going to start to fall out of bed rather quickly because the consumer is too shy.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now in Lancaster County, a novelist, driving to and from a trout stream and seeing no help wanted signs. Puzzle. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Matt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.